This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. It's Monday, so that means it's time for another edition of Unlicensed Opinion with Christopher Spencer, who is the editor and publisher of OzarksUnbound.com. Christopher.
Hello there, Kyle. How are you?
Very good. With us in the Anthony and Susan Hoy news studio is Mike Malone, who is the president and CEO of the Northwest Arkansas Council. Welcome.
Hello. Thank you.
You bet.
Great to be here.
Absolutely. Thanks for sitting in. So very recently, the Northwest Arkansas Council released a document that gave some strategic goals. And I'm wondering if you could just kind of take us through just the big, bold stuff in the document.
Sure. Well, the whole project, which was about a 12-month project, was aimed at making sure that Northwest Arkansas can remain as economically competitive as we can be. We've had a great run. We've grown jobs. Everybody's standard of living, most folks' standard of living has been elevated over the last two decades. We've got a lot more things in Northwest Arkansas than we had before, but we need to make sure that we're very deliberate and very conscious about how we grow going forward so that we can continue to enjoy the expansion of quality jobs, good-paying jobs, and exciting quality-of-life amenities for our residents.
So how do we continue down that yellow brick road?
Well, the 12-month process was really a strategic planning process, and it was a process where over 2,000 Northwest Arkansans provided input. They offered ideas through focus groups, interviews, surveys. We had a consultant that works with a lot of regions like Northwest Arkansas to help them go through processes like this. And Market Street Services out of Atlanta came in and guided some of the work. And the resulting product is really a strategic planning document that gives us a couple of different things. The job growth sectors that give us the best potential if we can organize appropriately and put our resources towards them, the eight job growth sectors that can really transform our economy going forward, that's one category. The other category are things that we need to do to either shore up some weaknesses or address some challenges that we have as a region to make sure that we've got a good product to sell as we're recruiting companies and to make sure that the quality of life stays good for our residents here as well. So kind of two categories worth of things. And it's a holistic approach. You've got to really build on your strengths and grow those opportunities, but at the same time, you've got to address your challenges and your weakness. And that's part of life in a mid-sized and growing metropolitan region.
Five committees that came out of this strategic planning to look at five different things. Infrastructure, four. Infrastructure,
right.
Economic development.
Correct. Community vitality, which is quality of life, and then also educational excellence. So we're going to put together four work group teams. The recommendations in the project are organized in those four kind of goal areas is what we called them. And there's some pretty critical things that if we don't address, that we're going to either fall behind or not be able to grow in the way that we'd like to grow as a region. And again, it's not growth for the sake of growth. We're talking about growth of good, exciting jobs, high-quality, high-paying jobs for our residents. If we can do that, we'll add to the tax base, and the amenities that we all enjoy can also grow along with that.
It's very macro-level thinking all the time when the Northwest Arkansas Council considers these things. What are some specific infrastructure-type issues? I mean, are highways? I know that you're also involved in the formation of the Regional Mobility Authority. I can remember when I was a reporter over at the Washington County reporter for the Morning News, you and I met through, you were coming hat in hand to the different quorum courts and selling the idea of a Regional Mobility Authority. Mm-hmm. And now we have the very first and only mm-hmm. Regional Mobility Authority in Northwest Arkansas. So can you speak to highways?
Oh,
and
absolutely.
That sort of thing?
And certainly the Northwest Arkansas Council for 20 years now, we've focused on mostly hard infrastructure initiatives. The airport, 540 are great examples. Water projects to bring to bring water to the western part of the region. Some of the more rural parts of the region have been things that council has worked on. The last 5 years, we've been doing a lot of work on water quality as well.
Working with Beaver Water District?
Yep, both mm-hmm. the Illinois River Watershed and the Beaver Lake Watershed, and helped work on putting together a watershed management strategy for Beaver Lake, so a plan for how we can grow and live in the region but also preserve a key piece of our infrastructure. A lot of those, though, have been hard infrastructure projects, as you pointed out. This is much more broad in scope, and it's acknowledgement that the region's only as good and as strong as the sum of its parts. And so I'm using an analogy, but we've got to hit on all these cylinders if we're really going to be able to move forward. And so within infrastructure, certainly highways are a key piece of that. We're a region of 450,000 people. We're going to be 500,000 people pretty quickly. We're woefully underserved just for the residents we have with the amount of interstate lanes that we've got or the four-lane highways that we have. The interchange connections were designed for traffic counts that we saw 20 years ago. So I'm convinced that we've got to address those issues. I talked about the plan having strengths to build on and weaknesses to be shorn up. The infrastructure we have now is clearly a weakness, and we need to turn that into much more of a at least neutralize it as a weakness, but hopefully a strength that we can build on. So interstate connectivity to the north, building a better connection east-west as well. There's the Springdale Northern Bypass has been talked about for 20 years. We need an east-west interstate corridor so that our 500,000 people that we're about to have can move around this region.
I think my concern, though, when I think about highways, is highways are expensive.
Right.
Cost a lot of money. And already, I'm sure you've been sure. keeping up with the legislature. The governor has kind of signaled that he's not looking to raise taxes for that issue. The Speaker of the House has been a little bit more open to the idea. The Regional Mobility Authority, I think, up here is considering coupling with Ozark Regional Transit in some sort of potential package of taxes. I think I've heard a half cent, something like that. And I'm just wondering, is that money well spent?
Just briefly on the strategy, and I will absolutely answer that question, but the strategy is more than just highways. This is multimodal, that we've got to do more on transit, that trails are an important part of a healthy and vibrant community. And there's some great efforts around building a regional trail link. Fayetteville's already leaning forward, Bentonville
walking
as well.
Infrastructure.
Walkings, kind of? Okay. Bicycling, biking. Off-road trails. That makes our residents more healthy. It adds to the mobility options for residents, some of whom may not have cars. And so trails are a part of that. I already mentioned transit. System of signage is recommended to get people around the region, especially visitors that we want coming in, to direct them around and also give a sense of cohesion that this is one great place that they've entered and that it's easy to move around in. So it's absolutely multimodal. Roads are fundamental, though. And for us to not only support the local residents and the businesses that are here, but to ever have hope of growing, we're going to have to add some more highways to our mix. It's just it's inevitable. And funding is limited. There's more uncertainty than ever at the federal level. We don't know what next year is going to bring. They're a couple years behind already on their major six-year highway reauthorization that usually sets a tone for how the spending flows, and it gives you a long-term horizon to plan for. So we don't know how that's going to shake out. The message is mixed at the state level as well, that the Blue Ribbon Committee met over the last 18 months, reported out all kinds of ideas for growing the highway funding pie in Arkansas.
For new revenue sources, too, I believe.
Absolutely.
Is what they're looking
yep.
at.
A couple of those may have traction this session, and would I can talk about those if you want, but even if we grow the size of the pie at the state level, that's got to be spread around all of Arkansas. And so the Regional Mobility Authority really gives us the power as a region to seize control of our own destiny. If the voters want and the elected officials that sit on the board want, they can put proposals before the voters, revenue questions, and let local voters decide if they want to tax themselves to fund local projects. And so that's kind of how the Regional Mobility Authority has been approaching these issues. They're in the middle of prioritizing among a slate of projects. They're focusing in on four. They're going to meet again in late February and probably narrow the focus even further. And this spring, I think it's going to be a decision-making time among elected officials around the region as to whether they want to move forward with a local option tax question on roads, We've already heard from Ozark Regional Transit that this fall they need to move forward with a local option tax question on transit. So a lot of these discussions are kind of underway or going to come to a decision point here fairly soon. And I think spring, late spring, early summer is probably when a lot of that will be sorted out.
When you mention local taxing option, yeah. Are you talking about giving the Regional Mobility Authority taxing authority?
No.
Okay.
No, and I'm glad you asked that. No, the process as it's set up now under state law is that the RMA board, which is made up of mostly a collection of mayors and county judges from Washington, Benton County, but it also
elected officials
or someone that they appoint, that they could personally appoint. So it's, in my mind, a very representative body of the cities and counties that they come to the board from. The process now is that they would ask the individual quorum courts to refer tax questions to voters. And the counties, in effect, would be loaning their tax authority to the regional board if they chose to put a tax question out to voters. But that process, that will work if the list of projects is right and the quorum courts feel like that the voters ought to have the say in the decision-making here. So it's not about the process for calling the election. I think the discussions are really going to be among the elected officials if this is the time. There's no question that we need more infrastructure, but is this the right time to ask those questions?
Or is sales tax the right tool? Yeah. I'll be honest, it's going to be a tough sell for me.
Yeah. The Regional Mobility Authority has three or four authorized sources of revenue or sources of funding. All the significant sources of funding require voter approval, which is how it was set up, and that really empowers our local residents to take control of the transportation system that they want. But sales tax is one of them, if voters approve. Tolls are another, if voters approve. There's a category called vehicle registration fees that the counties could levy if voters approve. So voters really drive this thing. The board can put together a slate of projects and ask the quorum courts to put them out to vote, but voters are going to get to decide.
Mike Malone is the president and CEO of the Northwest Arkansas Council. There is more from our conversation at ozarksatlarge.com. And in just a moment, Christopher Spencer and I come back for our regular plug or predict segment. And back now, I'm Kyle Kellums. With me is Christopher Spencer. He is the editor and publisher of OzarksUnbound.com. We're to the point that we love to call plug or predict.
This is our moment. We have to make a choice about whether we're going to advocate for something or we're going to actually make a literal prediction. And what do you have for us this week?
I'll go first this week, and I'm going to make a prediction.
Oh, okay.
And this isn't just Northwest Arkansas-centric. We are about, in 6 days, to have, I think, the closest thing that comes to a shared experience now in the United States, and that's the Super Bowl. I think more so, sadly, than even a presidential election. It used to be, you know, decades ago, you could count on X tens of millions watching I Love Lucy together or something, but there are so many different opportunities to do so many different things. One of the few times that people still kind of all have the same thing, regardless of age, religion, political background, or where they live, is watch the Super Bowl. And my prediction is that bucking the trend of the rest of what happens in this country, the largest crowd ever by number to watch an event will take place this Sunday. It's going to be the largest rating of number of people ever.
I'm also going to make a prediction.
Okay.
So the day after tomorrow in a little hamlet in Pennsylvania called Poxitani, a small woodland creature will come up out of the ground and we'll see if he sees his shadow or does not see his shadow. And I am going to make the bold 50-50 chance prediction that he will actually not see his shadow. And because it's going to be cloudy, okay. And he's going to leave his little hole, his little burrow, Poxitani Phil, mm-hmm. the Groundhog. Mm-hmm. If you don't know what I'm talking about, yeah. I'm talking about Groundhog Day, February 2nd, that he will leave his burrow and Christmas will, sorry, not Christmas, winter will be ending sooner rather than 6 weeks later.
All right, Christopher, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Christopher Spencer is the publisher of OzarksUnbound.com. He's a frequent Monday guest on Ozarks at Large.